Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very excited today. We're starting the week off on a very exciting note. We've got a co-writer and producer of a new film that's coming out called What Death Leaves Behind. We've got Mrs. Rachel K. Afori. I'm hoping I'm saying that right, Rachel. I'm probably not.
No, you absolutely did it perfect, Jamie. Thank you.
Wow, I'm cooking with grease. I'm cooking with grease. This is good. How are you today, Rachel?
I'm doing wonderful. Just landed in L.A.
Nice.
Doing great. A little no jet lag here.
Well, no time for it, right? You know, you guys
exactly.
are doing a lot of promotion and whatnot for the film. Now, is the film, it's being released in September and October, right? It's not
yes.
out yet.
No, we did plenty of screenings in film festivals. We won 17 awards, which was really cool. So we got to experience
wow.
it with some audiences. So we're really excited just to have it, the official theatrical release starting tomorrow.
Wow, that's cool. That is very cool. See, you had to. Now, do you live in both, or do you live in New York and then work in both, or how does that work?
Well, it's great. We're in a digital age. I actually live in the D.C. area, and
oh, nice.
I travel for work all the time. So it's great. I'm either at home in my computer, or I'm on set somewhere. So it works out perfect.
Ah, that's cool. Now, see, kids, there you go. Anybody listening, you want to get into the film business, it can be done. Planes go everywhere.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Now, this is an awesome film, What Death Leaves Behind. It originally was called The Kidney, I believe, right? And then with distribution, that happens all the time, name changes of films and whatnot. But now
we kept it as... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was actually the working title was The Kidney. We just called it that, but while we were doing casting and things like that, it was kind of kept to be something outside of the main thing.
I gotcha. Well, this is a cool film. It's I don't want to give anything away or whatnot, but it's a guy gets a kidney transplant, and he starts having visions, right?
Yeah, nightmares actually, and hallucinations as well. And we the story is inspired by a true story. I don't know if you knew that part, but it's our executive producer Chad Morton. His cousin had the same exact visions, the same dreams, and we based the
really?
Entire story off of those dreams. Yeah,
like with the nefarious, like all the stuff too in that.
Yeah, we actually had to tone it down a bit for the film because they were very
oh.
graphic and. His dreams, as eerie and as crazy as they were, he never, of course, found out who these people were. It's just he had the first dream the night of the kidney transplant, had it every night after that. Interesting enough, he never had it again after he had that kidney removed. Thank goodness he does have a new kidney,
wow.
the real person, and he's not having any of those nightmares. So the true
wow,
story is
like
a wonderful
plug and play
story.
Almost.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
crazy. That is crazy. You know, it's interesting. I was at a party this last weekend, and I was talking to someone. We were talking about the shows coming up and different movies I want to be talking to filmmakers and whatnot about. And I had mentioned your film, and they're like, I don't know. There's no memories. And I'm like, you know what, though? I said, if you think about it, whenever you get a scar, for some reason, you know, they say your body replaces, all the cells replace themselves every, I don't know what it is, 7 years or something. And it always knows to... That scar doesn't go away, you know.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows? And like you said, you guys knew somebody that this happened to. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, and the more when these things happen, it's not something people talk about too much. But just our film, like
right.
at Q&As, there's so many people that say, oh my goodness, like, yes, my friend started liking chocolate cake after her liver transplant, and she found out her donor liked chocolate cake. There's so many instances that it is an actual scientific theory called cell memory theory, but we, you know, we can't, it doesn't happen every time, so it's not something science can say,
right,
for sure this is a thing, but yes, it's things happening at the cell level we just don't know about. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you, as an amateur futurist and scientist, you know, I read a lot about this kind of stuff, and I am by no means an expert. Let me underscore the amateur part of that. But as I get older, I'm an old man now, Rachel. As I get older, I realize one truth. I don't know everything. The human beings don't know everything. We're discovering new stuff every day, you know, especially when we think we got a beat on something. So who knows?
Sure.
Well, this is very interesting.
Who knows?
This is very interesting and perfect for a vehicle for a film. So this guy, he's having these nightmares, and he basically is seeing the demise of the donor, right?
Yeah, he believes. He eventually looks up and does some research, and he starts to believe that this is her murder. That he's watching her, and he's the only one that saw the killer. So of course, you can imagine what that can bring. Of course, just having a kidney transplant or any organ transplant, you always think about someone had to die for you to live, which is in itself, I can't imagine, it's very eerie, but to find out that this person murdered is a whole nother level. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go, people. You don't know. You just don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, I know you were one of the co-writers on this script. How did all the, I guess you guys all got together and said, hey, let's, we got nothing going on this summer. Let's make a movie. I mean, no, I'm kidding, but that's like a huge undertaking. How did this all come about?
Yeah, huge is very true. Chad, his cousin that had the dream, he called him at nighttime just so he didn't have to have the dream. He didn't want to go to sleep.
Mm.
So he'd call him and call him and call him just to chat, not to talk about the dream. Eventually, Chad dug in and found out what was going on. So it just kind of was an idea. Chad had an idea, and it was a great idea. And Chad and I were friends. We've worked together for over a decade. And he mentioned it to me, and he said he wanted to do a film about it. I was like, do it. Like, it sounds awesome. Like, so he started writing. He wrote, and he also wrote with Nico Giampietro, finished out the first draft. And then from there, Scott, who I worked with on other projects, amazing director, but he hadn't directed a feature yet. This is his first feature, so he came on, and we both wrote the draft that ended up being the film. We brought it to that level. I think Chad, because he was so close to the material, his script was so good, but it was so close to the truth. So we took it to the next level of, like, the psychological thriller, and we get pretty dark in this film, and I don't think if you know the person, you could it's difficult to push it that far. So it was a very collaborative effort. I loved working with everybody on it, and yeah, we were really proud of where we landed.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am a huge psychological thriller fan. It's my favorite type of movie. I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade, but man, those are the movies I like to watch. Because, I mean, you know, I have friends that are really into horror movies and stuff, and I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't see too many vampires walking around. Psychological thrillers, man, you could be sitting on the bus next to one of these guys. You just don't know. You know, to me, that's very terrifying. You know?
Absolutely. I think it's so refreshing to hear that, Jamie, just because so many people just don't want to think anymore in a film. So sometimes people think, like, it has to be Avengers, or which I love. I go to every single one with my son. But, you know, sometimes it's nice just to let your brain kind of go into a hole and live in a space. And that's what we really tried to achieve here. You can actually live in this space. These are people that are real, people that you can meet tomorrow, like you said. You'd be sitting on the train with them, and they could be going through these struggles. And, of course, it's, you know, the craziness of some memory theory, but then it's just normal things, like a marriage dissolving or a father that's trying to reconnect with his daughter. We really dwell on the family aspect in the film, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun ride. It's eerie. It has you holding your breath in some parts, but also we're following a family. This is a real, like, you know, it could be a family that you know, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, and plus the guy facing death. I mean, you know, and the cool thing about a film like yours is you put yourself in that position, you know, mentally. You're like, man, what would I be doing? You know, I mean, and, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, I'd just be going to the party or whatever. No, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't know until you're in that situation. And especially organ donation, because there's such a wait for that. You know, it's such a lottery, basically. You know, you just can't go, okay, I need a new kidney, and it happens immediately, you know. Sometimes, not always.
Interesting. Sometimes, yeah. And, you know, what the people that are most blessed in the situations are those that have family that go get tested. And not to make this, I mean, our film is not, like, focused on organ donation, but it is something that we care about. And kidneys are one of those things. You have two of them for a reason, I think. And we can,
right.
If our family is going through anything like that, we can get tested to see if we're a match, which is wonderful when that happens. A friend of mine, her brother gave his kidney to her. So, you know, we get to experience good stories like that, too. But yeah, being on that organ donation list is a tough road. It can take years.
Oh man, I'm telling you. Now, you are the only producer on this film. Is that the first?
Yeah.
Is that the first rodeo you've been to with that? And did you know that was going to happen at the beginning of it?
We knew it would happen because we had to utilize the budget as best as possible. So it was a decision. I talked about it with Chad, and it was a decision to focus the money on the cast to make sure we could bring in like really strong talent like Christopher Mann, Alexander Tiding, Vincent Young, Johnny Alonso, Tyra Barton, Erin O'Brien, who's our lead actress. So many good talent that we wouldn't be able
She's
to
great.
Afford, honestly, without another producer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had Erin on the show before, a different film she worked on.
Awesome.
She's fantastic, yeah. Yeah, she was in, last time I talked to her, she was in Vegas. Her fellow was in a big poker contest.
Yeah,
they
love
poker,
me and Eric. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, they're into it.
They impress me, yeah, for sure. And she's an awesome person. Like, I'm sure, I hear she's really good at poker. She's an awesome actor, but as a person, I really, like, she's, and not to make favorites, but she's just one of my favorite people that I've ever worked with in that kind of producer relationship, for sure.
Now, when you were wearing your producer hat in your involvement with the film and whatnot, did you notice, did everybody sit up a little straighter when Mrs. Rachel walked on the set and everything? Did they hop to a little quicker?
So, in some ways, yes. In a lot of ways, no. We believe in servant leadership, Chad and I both. So, I would be on set before everyone. And, I mean, you would find me cleaning probably first. For that side, it was very much like a team, like very even atmosphere. But I think a lot of times if there was a problem or something that someone was dealing with, they would go talk to someone else first. And then it's like, oh, I got to talk to the producer about it. You know, that part I did experience. And, you know, everyone has their own way of dealing with authority. But the way we deal with that is not to have it be an authority. We're really there to serve them,
right,
for them to do their jobs the best way possible. So, yeah, we like to keep it very loose and very familiar, but also know that we're going to go to bat for them 1,000%. So hopefully everybody on the set was able to feel like, okay, she might be like
That's
pushing
awesome.
Me to go further, but also she's taking care of me. Yeah,
that is cool, man. That is very cool, and not always the case from what I've heard. I've talked to a lot of people who do film, and especially independent film, on tight budgets and whatnot. And, sometimes that's, you know, it's not always the case.
I was really blessed, Jimmy. It was, Jamie, when I was younger, I learned leadership outside of film. I already had an established viewpoint of that from the leadership that I had in my life, my father, my pastor, different people. And then when I got into film, I was like, this is horrible. Like, it's a way to motivate people without, like, being so horrible. So I think that I was just in a good position where I got to see, because, you know, if you learn one way of doing something and you see it being effective, because on set you have to keep things tight, so people have to feel like, oh my gosh, I got to stay on schedule, I have to do my job, I have to, etc. But if you only know one way to deal with that, which is the iron fist, that's what you'll duplicate. So for me, it's important to me to at least get to show that to people, so they see like, oh wow, like you can actually motivate people to do their jobs without being horrible. Now, you might have to be hard on them, but not horrible. You could treat everyone with the same respect that you want to be treated. And caring about someone is a great motivator, rather than just, you know, pushing them with a paycheck or with your iron fist. So, yeah, I think it's necessary for us to think that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And hopefully that perpetuates out into the filmmaking zeitgeist, you know, and out into the world. Other people
sure.
see, hey, that's working how they're doing it. Maybe I should be doing it that way, you know?
Yeah.
And
yep.
So, you know, working together to achieve a goal, not such a, you know, crazy concept. It don't work well, you know?
Right.
Fantastic. So the film, you're having the party tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's the definite day, the release, official release day tomorrow?
Yes, we're really looking forward to it. So we're at the Cinemark XD in L.A., and we are going to show the film, do a Q&A, and then afterwards we're going to have a good little party at the Culver Hotel. So we'll be able to... celebrate this beginning of the theatrical release and then heading right into VOD after that around Halloween.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I can't wait. I can't wait. Like I said, I'm not in the movie business, but I am the guy that has the backyard movie theater that I built. So this will be one of the ones I play. I can't wait to see it. It's everything I've read about it and everything I've watched about it and other reviews and whatnot. It just seems like it's going to be like out of the park and whatnot. And the subject matter
awesome.
Is so original, you know? I think that's cool. Oh, did I lose
it? Jamie, can you hear me? Sorry, I lost you just for a second. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. I know that, you know, it's time is traveling and whatnot. And as a matter of fact, you know, I know you're on a tight schedule, so we're up against the time, so we'll let you get going on this. The best way, we have a link to the Facebook page and whatnot on our show page, and it'll follow the podcast, how it goes out, what Death Leaves Behind over on Facebook. And there's also a website. You guys are on other social media platforms as well, right? Instagram and all that kind of
yes.
stuff, Twitter?
Yeah, we're on Instagram. We share all the Instagram with Facebook, so whichever, pick your poison, Facebook or Instagram. And our website is our best, I guess, way of staying up to date because we have a link on there that says tickets, and you can click on it and see all the cities that are listed so far. We have 17 cities right now. We're adding another 4 in the coming week. So, yeah, if anyone, whatever city you're in, hopefully it's on there. If not, shoot us an email. It can maybe prompt us to come to your city as well.
Absolutely. Rachel's on it, man. I'm telling you.
And we have a few more tickets in L.A. If anyone is in the L.A. area listening, we'd love to meet you and come party with us after at the Culver Hotel because it's very open. It's not a private event. So if anyone's in the area, come have fun with us and enjoy your film.
How cool is that? And you get to watch a movie and then hang out with the people you just saw on the big screen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you can't make that happen. That is a cool – you will not have a cooler Tuesday ever. I'm telling you.
And I can say tomorrow. It's actually Wednesday. I'm glad you said that. It's
Wednesday
9/11. Yes, yes. My apologies.
Huh?
I keep saying tomorrow. I don't know what day it is, Jamie. All these flights.
I know, because you're always on a plane. That's okay. Hey, I have to ask, Rachel, before I let you go real quick, I know we're definitely focused on what Death Leaves Behind, the upcoming drama, mystery psychological thriller. I have to ask, and I know sometimes with movie people that you can't always talk about upcoming projects until T's are crossed and I's dotted and all that. Is there anything in the hopper for the next project that you can mention?
Yeah, actually, we have 2 docuseries coming out. We're in pre-production on one, and we're just starting production on another. We were just in Thailand not too long ago filming for that. It's a very, like, Anthony Bourdain-type travel show, but it's focused on the world of design and textile. So I can't wait to the woman that we follow in that show is just an amazing person, beautiful individual that does beautiful things, but also brings a lot of intentionality and a lot of focus on giving back. And giving to the world light and intention and inspiration. So it's been a wonderful beginning to that. So that's coming in 2020. Also, we have a film, our next feature. We're still deciding which one we're actually going to do, but we have 2 that are in the running. So we're working on those now. And one of them actually focuses on another Philadelphia story, which is where we are from. We're from Philadelphia. And it's a story that happened back in 1985. And it happened May 13th, 1985. And I'm not going to go into it, but if you Google that date, Philadelphia, you will see what I'm talking about. And we're doing a crash, like the movie Crash, very Crash-like type storytelling of that, because it's a very controversial incident that happened in Philadelphia. But we're showing it not from our own opinion. We're showing it from all of the perspectives, because I really think that's necessary, especially today. Like, everyone has their hardcore beliefs, but it really is helpful just to look at others' perspectives, to understand where people are coming from and what their experiences and what their thoughts and views are, to be able to live together in harmony. So that's our purpose for doing it. And it's going to be very entertaining. It's going to show an era that we're all very familiar with, the 80s. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just looked it up. Wow. That is very apropos for the times and whatnot. Very cool. Very cool. And, interesting. I can't wait. I have to turn that tab off. Otherwise, I'm going to go into that. Actually, when I get off the show, what I'll do is I'll go back to that tab and spend the next 2 hours reading all about that. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a deep hole. Yeah. It's a very untold story. I'll say that.
Well, and it's just, you know, I wish you didn't have to make a documentary or a movie about it, because it's, you know... I'm glad you are, though. It needs to be done, obviously, you know. I didn't know about it. Not that I'm the big barometer on anything, but it sounds like a tale that needs to be told. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, very cool, Rachel. I want to thank you. I know it was a little haphazard this morning. I apologize about that, but I want to thank you for taking time. Ladies and gentlemen, Rachel got off a plane and then called in. I mean, right at the airport there. So that's, I'm telling you, that's dedication. I appreciate it, Rachel.
It was my pleasure. Of course. Definitely my pleasure, Jamie.
You're awesome. I can't wait until I talk to you again on one of these other projects and whatnot, have you on the show again. Hey, break a leg at the big thing on Wednesday. If I was
closer, I would definitely be there.
Very cool.
Are you
cool.
in New York? Is that where you are?
No, I'm in South Florida, just up from Miami, about an hour north of Miami. Yeah.
We are there October 10th. Well, I'll be there showing the film in Miami. If you want to hop over, we'd love to have you as our guest.
I will be in touch. Very,
awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Thank you, Rachel. Have a great day and, you know, get all situated and whatnot. I know you got a lot going on.
Yeah. Thank you. You too, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. That is, that's so cool. The name of the film, again, is What Death Leaves Behind. We have a link to the website, of course, www.whatdeathleavesbehind.com. Very easy to find and whatnot. We also have Facebook and link also there. So I suggest, you know, go to the website, What Death Leaves Behind, and like and share all the social media links, because that's how independent film thrives, man. You got to get the word out and whatnot. And, you know, every party I go to, it's so funny because there's always people there and they're like, well, all movies today are just superhero movies or, you know, 70s rock stars. And those are great. And that's great. It's entertainment. But if you want some thought, some cool, and this is one of those movies that'll make you think, you got to like and share. You got to support, you know, support independent film. It's very, very important. But the free thing to do, and it just takes a second, is to hit that like and share. Chances are your friends are going to dig whatever you dig because, you know, you're friends. So that's cool. Very, very good. That's going to wrap it up for us today. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and including all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200 right now. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show on one of those platforms, including Apple Podcasts, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, does it make my life easier when I'm talking to advertisers. Whew, you don't even know. Keeps the lights on around here. And, you know, I can buy expensive food for my wrinkly dog. I'm kidding, kind of. She does actually have that's a whole other show. Anyhow, she loves it. And I don't mind buying it for her. We will talk to you all tomorrow. We've got a fantastic another filmmaker on tomorrow, Joseph Matvob, Phoenix, I believe. And he's got a cool action movie out called Expo. We're going to talk about that tomorrow afternoon. Have a great night, everybody. We will see you next time. You guys rock. Keep listening. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.